Yeah, this was a story I couldn't quite resist this interview. I was called by their publicist in Los Angeles, and he was offering up a chance to talk with Richard Sturban, who is their bass vocalist. And being the bass vocalist for the Oak Ridge Boys means he created that very famous part in the song Elvira, the one that goes, oom, papa, oom, papa, oom, papa, mau, mau. Except he goes way lower than I do. And I have these great memories of that from being in junior high school chorus when that song came out and all the guys trying to prove how much their voices had changed by trying to reach his depth. But he has a very interesting story of being a backup singer for Elvis and making the decision to leave that gig to go join the Oak Ridge Boys. And as he said, he left the biggest show in rock and roll and went on to bigger and better things.
On Saturday, the Lexington area, or actually the city of Lexington, will be full of a lot of proud people. Tell us about this year's Pride Festival.
This has become a big event for the LGBT community and for the city as a whole. Just a huge event downtown celebrating gay, lesbian, transgender culture, and it has quite a number of signature things this year, including a film by a woman who had her car defaced because she had a rainbow sticker on the car, had her car defaced, and ended up driving it around the country trying to raise awareness of intolerance and bullying through that, and she's going to be here speaking and screening the film, and just quite a number of other events going on this weekend with Pride.
Well, Rich, a lot of us are fans of a series on TV that ran briefly last summer and is back again this year, and it has a connection to Lexington, Kentucky, Under the Dome.
That's right, and the big local connection there is a actress named Grace Victoria Cox, and she was a SCAPA student up until a few years ago, and then she sort of made a journey through Interlochen and then out to Los Angeles to finish her high school career and start trying to get her film career started. And turned out after about a year of, real frustration, which, you know, if you just remain frustrated for a year out in L.A., you know, by a lot of accounts, that's doing pretty well. She went and auditioned for Under the Dome and got the role as a new character. It's kind of a mysterious character who, they're saying may have some connection to the origins of the dome.
Oh, wow.
So nice big deal role for her. And, she told us a story that she got inspired to start acting by her grandmother, who a lot of Lexington theater fans will know, Jenny Cox, who passed away just last year, but was featured in quite a number of shows like Wit and Joe Egg and other Studio Players productions in particular. She was a real regular with the studio group.
All right, well, we'll extend our weekend a little bit and be on the lookout for Grace Victoria Cox on CBS TV Monday night. Rich Copley, thanks again for a rundown of weekend arts and cultural activities in the Lexington area.
You're welcome. Have a great weekend.